Ezekiel chapter 18. The word of the Lord Jehovah came to me again, saying, What do you mean, that you use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge? As I live, says the Lord God Jehovah, you shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Indeed, all souls are mine. As the soul of the father, so also the soul of the son is mine. The soul that sins, it shall die. But if a man is just, and does that which is lawful and right, and has not eaten upon the mountains before his gods, neither has lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither has defiled his neighbor's wife, neither has come near to a woman in her period, and has not oppressed anyone, but has restored to the debtor his pledge, has spoiled no one by violence, has given his bread to the hungry, and has covered the naked with clothing. He who has not loaned charging interest, neither has taken any increase, who has withdrawn his hand from sin, has executed true judgment between man and man, has walked in my laws, and has kept my judgments, to deal truly, he is just, he will surely live. Says the Lord God, Jehovah. If he fathers a son who is a robber, a one who sheds blood, and who does things similar to any one of these things, and who does not do any of those deeds, but even has eaten upon the mountains before his gods, and defiled his neighbor's wife, has oppressed the poor and needy, has spoiled by violence, has not restored the pledge, and has lifted up his eyes to the idols, has committed abomination, has lent upon interest, and has taken increase, shall he then live? He shall not live. He has done all these abominations, he shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. Now, indeed, if he fathers a son, who sees all his father's sins which he has done, and considers, and does not do such things, who has not eaten upon the mountains, neither has lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, has not defiled his neighbor's wife, neither has oppressed any, has not withheld the pledge, neither has spoiled by violence, but has given his bread to the hungry, and has covered the naked with clothing, who has taken off his hand from the poor, who has not received interest nor increase, has executed my judgments, has walked in my laws, he will not die for the sin of his father. He will surely live. As for his father, because he cruelly oppressed, spoiled his brother by violence, and did that which is not good among his people, indeed, even he will die in his sin. Yet you say, Why? Does not the son bear the sin of the father? When the son has done that which is lawful and right, and has kept all my laws, and has done them, he shall surely live. The soul that sins, it shall die. The son shall not bear the sin of the father, neither shall the father bear the sin of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he has committed, and keep all my laws, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. All his sins that he has committed, they will not be mentioned towards him, in his righteousness that he has done he shall live. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? Says the Lord God, Jehovah. And not that he should return from his ways, and live. But when the righteous turns away from his righteousness, and commits sin, and does according to all the abominations that the wicked man does, shall he live. All his righteousness that he has done will not be mentioned. In his evil deeds that he has done, and in his sin that he has sinned, in them he shall die. Yet you say, The way of the Lord is not fair. Hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way fair? Are not your ways unfair? When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness, and commits sin, and dies in them, because of his sin that he has done he shall die. Again, when the wicked man turns away from his wickedness that he has committed, and does that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. Because he considers, and turns away from all his sins that he has committed, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says, The way of the Lord is not fair. O house of Israel, are not my ways fair? Are not your ways unfair? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways. Says the Lord God, Jehovah. Repent, and turn yourselves from all your sins, so sin will not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your sins, in which you have sinned, and make yourself a new heart and a new spirit, because why will you die, O house of Israel? Because I have no pleasure in the death of him who dies, says the Lord God, Jehovah. Therefore turn yourselves, and live.